recognize and deal with something that often keeps us in a headlock. Fear. Now, fear can be pretty straightforward and helpful. For example, it helps to keep us from doing reckless things like darting into the street. But there's a whole other kind of fear that's very layered and lives deep within our psyche. It's a belief system formed from stories of our past. We've held on to these fearful beliefs for decades, and we project them onto the present and the future. Recognizing and releasing fear is something I do daily. As a student and teacher of the metaphysical text, A Course in Miracles, I know that when I catch myself detouring into fear, I can choose again. And I do it every single day. I'm in no way immune to fear. I've talked about my fears in my books, on both my blog and YouTube channel, and even on national TV with Oprah and Dr. Oz. In the past 12 years, I've learned something really powerful about myself, and I strongly feel that it will resonate with you too. I believe that on some level, we're addicted to our fears. We don't really want to live without them. I've also learned that if we want to find true freedom and happiness, we have to release our resistance to these fears. Refusing to acknowledge fear only gives it more power. Freedom from fear becomes available to us when we accept that fear is normal and that we're not weak or weird for feeling it. When you recognize your fears, you can look at them from a place of love. My friend Jim Curtis calls this more positive, loving relationship with fear creating vulnerability. And I was thrilled to read about this idea in the beautiful book you're holding in your hands right now. In many ways, Jim and I have traveled the same path. We have both experienced major struggles and overcome despair by finding our authentic selves. The work he has done with his stimulati, the people and places that have influenced him, which he shares on these pages, reminds me of my relationship with John of God. In fact, it's because of John of God that Jim and I met. Jim and I share a very dear friend, Jenny. Jenny would talk to me about Jim all the time, and I felt like I was getting to know him, even though we'd never met. Jenny's stories about Jim were always in the context of the wonderful, loving, fearless experiences he would take on in his quest to find his authentic self. Of course, the universe has a way of bringing together people who need to meet, and it did just that. John of God, an extraordinary and world-renowned spiritual healer, was holding a healing session for hundreds of people at the Omega Center in Rhinebeck, New York. It was incredibly peaceful. Everyone there was dressed in pure white, meeting each other and working in solitude, meditating and feeling his spiritual healing power. As we wrapped up a meditation session on the first day of the retreat, I saw a man walking toward me on the green. He was moving with a little difficulty, but at the same time, he was glowing beautifully in white. When he came up to me, he said, "We have a mutual friend, Jenny." And right then, I knew it was Jim. We experienced John of God together and talked about his ability to bring people together in kindness and health. I sensed Jim's openness and desire to authentically connect with others. It is truly his purpose. And I realized that we share a mission: to help people discover their authentic selves, to enlighten, and to create more love and kindness in the world. After dealing with traumas in our lives, Jim and I both surrendered our need to control and our desire to escape, and we chose to align with love. This book is an authentic reflection of Jim's journey. Within these pages, he gets vulnerable and honest, sharing the wisdom he's gained. Trust that you've been led to this book for a reason. No matter what you're facing, whether it's a health challenge or your ability to feel happy, the lessons and exercises in this book will help you look at fear from a place of love and discover your unique purpose. And living a life of purpose is one of the most powerful ways to reclaim your health. Gabriel Bernstein. Introduction. I agreed to give it a try. The peripherally inserted central catheter, or PIC line, had to be surgically implanted. A strong tube, a couple of feet long, was inserted through a vein in my arm. It ran up through my bicep and shoulder and stopped at the top of my heart. It delivered a high dosage of seriously strong drugs, drugs you should not be on for a long period of time. Luckily for me, the treatments made a significant difference. I felt better for the first time in years. Meanwhile, I was still out partying and generally behaving like a maniac.